This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 5. The Story of the Deluge and How It Came About.
"One time," said Uncle Remus, adjusting his spectacles so as to be able to see how to thread a large darning needle with which he was patching his coat. "One time, way back yonder, 'fore you was born, honey, and 'fore Mars John or Miss Sally was born, way back yonder, 'fore any of us was born, to animals and to creatures, sort of lectioneer round among themselves, till at last they agreed for to have an assembly. In dem days," continued the old man, observing a look of incredulity on the little boy's face, "in dem days, creatures had lots more sense than they got now, let alone dat they had sense same like folks. Hit was tech and go wid 'em too, mon, and when they make up de minds what had to be done, 'twent mo' mentioned for hit was done. Well, they elected dat day had ter hold their assembly fur to sorter straighten out martyrs and hear de complaints, and when de day come they was on hand. De lion, he was dar, 'cause he was de king, and he hadder be there. De rhinoceros, he was dar, and de elephant, he was dar, and de camels, and de cows, and plumb down to de crawfishes, they was dar. They was all dar. And when de lion shook his mane and took his seat in de big cheer, then the session begun for to commence." "What did they do, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"I can't scarcely call to mind exactly what they did do, but they spoke speeches and hollered and cussed, and flung der language round just like when your daddy was going to run for the legislator and got left. Howsomever, they arranged their affairs and splained their business. By and by, while they was disputing longer one or another, the elephant trampled on one of the crawfishes. Course, when dat creature put his foot down, whatsomever's under dere was bound for to be squished, and there wasn't enough of dat crawfish left for to tell that he'd been dar. This make the other crawfishes mighty mad, and they sort of swarmed together and drawed up a kinder preamble with some wherefores in it, and read her out in dat dere assembly. But bless gracious, such a racket was a gwine on that nobody ain't hear it, ceppin' maybe de mud turkle and de spring lizard, and dere influence was powerful lackin'. By and by, whilst de unicorn was sputin' with the lion, and while de hyener was a laughin' to hisself, de elephant squished another one of the crawfishes, and little mo' and he'd a ruint the mud turkle. Then the crawfishes, what there was left of 'em, swarmed together and drawed up another preamble with some more wherefores, but they might as well have sung Old Dan Tucker into a hurricane. The other creatures was too busy with the fussin' fur to spawn under the crawfishes. So there they was, the crawfishes, and they didn't know what minute was going to be the next, and they kept on getting madder and madder and skeerder and skeerder, till by and by they gunned to wink ter the mud turkle and the spring lizard, and then they bowed little holes in the ground and went down outer sight."
"Who did, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"The crawfishes, honey. They bowed into the ground and kept on bowin' till they unloosed the fountains of the youth, and the water squirt out and rose higher and higher till the hills was covered, and the creatures was all drownded, and all because they let on among themselves that they was bigger than the crawfishes. Then the old man blew the ashes from a smoking yam, and proceeded to remove the peeling.
"Where was the ark, Uncle Remus?" the little boy inquired, presently.
"Which ark's dat?"
asked the old man, in a tone of well-feigned curiosity.
"Noah's ark," replied the child.
"Don't you pester wid old man Noah, honey. I bound he took care of dat ark. Dat's what he was dar for, and dat's what he done. Leastways, dat's what dey tells me. But don't you bother longer dat ark, 'ceppin' your mammy fetches it up. There might have been 2 deluges, and den again, there mightn't. If there was any ark in dish year what the crawfishes brung on, I ain't heerd tellin' it. And when dey ain't no arks round, I ain't got no time fer to make 'em put one in dar. It's gittin' on your bedtime, honey."
End of chapter.